This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Out of those 11 things, of things that you did not and will not learn in school, a speech supposedly be given by Bill Gates once to a high school. Rule number 4 is, if you think your teacher is tough, oh, wait till you get a boss. Now, your teacher generally cares if you make good grades. Your boss doesn't necessarily have to. Your teacher cannot treat you unfairly, but now your boss can. Your teacher cannot dock your pay for days missed, but your boss can, and he will. Your teacher cannot speak to you that way, but your boss can. Your teacher cannot fire you, but your boss can. So if you think you have a tough time with your teacher, wait till you get a boss. Now, in all cases, my friends, whether we have good teachers or bad teachers, good bosses or bad bosses, we should always do what is right and exercise good manners. This is what the Apostle Paul told his brethren in Colossae. He says, "Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service or as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons with God." You know, there are some things that you can learn even if you have a bad teacher or a bad boss. The trying times of life are there to teach us some very valuable lessons. In every hurt, there can be a lesson that develops character, increases our sympathy, adds to our patience, fortifies us for disappointments in life, firms up our willpower and our staying power. It lifts up our eyes to see what is most valuable in life, and it multiplies our wisdom by prodding us to think deeper. So, my friends, allow me to remind you once again that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others, including your teachers, including your bosses. Now, the source of this rule is not Bill Gates, and it's not men. It's the Bible. It's the second most important commandment next to that of loving God, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22:39. And remember that knowing what is right is only a part of having good manners. It's the doing that counts.